Welcome to another edition of Third World View, your weekly source for news and analysis from around the Third World, right here on community-supported radio, WORT 89.9.
Good evening. Welcome to Third World View for June 27th. Our feature today will be a discussion about the World Social Forum.
And just some of the sounds of the U.S. Social Forum there. That was, of course, a Native American workshop with live drumming and singing there, recorded by Mark Becker, as one of the many things that we all got to see in Detroit this past weekend.
Yeah, that was actually the opening plenary. What was this, Tuesday afternoon, 5 days of the World Social Forum. And those of you, I don't know if anybody actually follows my reports here faithfully on Third World View, but I study and follow indigenous movements in Latin America. And so that's one of the things that I was particularly interested in seeing in Detroit was the presence of indigenous peoples and the role that they played in the forum.
Well, here in the studio, we have Mark Becker and Heidi Heimerl and myself, Norman Stockwell, who just returned from the U.S. Social Forum in Detroit, and also joining us by telephone from the road on the way back is Third World View's Steve Meixel, who was part of the bike caravan that went from Madison to Detroit. And Steve, I know you haven't got a lot of time to be with us here, so I'm going to bring you in right away and say hello and welcome to Third World View, and tell us a little bit about your experiences biking to and from Detroit.
Okay, well, thank you. Right now I'm on the north, or going towards the northern Michigan, I guess. And going to Detroit, we went with a group of some 30 people. We've been organized into a caravan and a mobile village and stopped at various organic farms along the way, where we made a point of pitching in and giving to the communities along the way and learning from people. And then we stayed in a large tent city at the social forum, and they're also engaged in volunteer activities while trying to attend the social forum at the same time.
And biking was something that was well represented at the forum. There were several workshops on the idea of using bicycles as a means to get to a more peaceful world. There was a critical mass bike ride through the streets of downtown Detroit. There was, as you said, the Tent City, which is made up of a lot of bikers like yourselves. About 30 people from Madison, I think you said, were on that bike ride?
Yeah, some 30 people, and maybe coming to 40 or 50, including all the people who went just halfway, one way or the other. And the biking itself was to be kind of the slogan of the social forum was to make another world possible, and it was kind of putting that slogan into practice by going in by some way other than petroleum and by our own pedal power and by building communities or trying to help build communities along the way.
And it was very interesting. I think one of the main themes of the forum being located in Detroit was talking about that sort of renewal and the building of green alternatives to the decaying urbanism that is represented by Detroit, the late Motor City. And so the bicycles there were a particularly powerful example of that building of alternatives.
Yeah. And just a moment, a truck is coming by. Yeah, and the city itself has become eminently bicyclable now because so many people have left, but more than half the population has gone from Detroit, and so all the downtown urban streets are almost empty. The very interesting thing that happened when we were going into the city was that was that we came through these very rich suburbs on the outskirts, and there we got a lot of verbal abuse and stuff. Then when we came downtown into the black urban areas, we were greeted very heartily, and people were saying hello to us and giving us high fives and things all the way down. It's a very interesting contrast.
Okay, well, Steve, I want to thank you so much for joining us from the road by bicycle, and we'll look forward to hearing more of your reports when you return to Madison. As Toby just mentioned during the announcements, the Socialist Potluck on the second Saturday of July is going to feature reports back from the forum. It'll include folks from Your Bike Caravan, folks from the bus that went, as well as others. So we're looking forward to hearing more of that. Thank you again.
It's also interesting that you talked about the indigenous stuff, because right now we're headed up to that protest against the mine in the Indian reservation up on Lake Superior.
Well, bring us news about that as well when you return.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay, and we'll take a quick break to remind you this is a Pledge Drive edition of Third World View. 256-2001 is the number to call. And we're talking about the U.S. Social Forum, which just took place. And people may wonder why talk about a U.S. Social Forum during Third World View. But as should be obvious, one of the themes of the U.S. Social Forum as part of the Social Forum movement is Another World is Possible, and that includes the Third World.
Yeah, the one of the themes that I picked up at the Social Forum, particularly working with indigenous groups, is they talk about we talk about the Global South and about how indigenous peoples and really other African descendants, Latinos, Boer people are could also justifiably be included in the Global South. We talk about like the Pine Ridge Reservation, for example, in South Dakota as being the United States' own third world. And we have particularly the Indigenous Environmental Network deals with some of the very same issues that that you deal with in Latin America. Last week when I was in Ecuador at an indigenous summit, one of the representatives from the Indigenous Environmental Network was talking about, Manuel was talking about how the mining, he's from Canada, and how the mining companies in Canada are very similar to the type of mining situations that people in Ecuador and throughout Latin America are fighting right now. So,
well, it's the same companies, in fact.
It is the same companies,
The same kind of extractive industries on native lands in Canada, here in the United States, and of course throughout, especially right now, Central America, which has become sort of the hotbed for gold mining. I attended a workshop on Thursday morning that was a gathering of activists working on mining issues in Central America, South America, and the United States. There's people that were working on the mountaintop removal issue in the southeastern United States in Tennessee and Kentucky, and there was people that were working on the issue of gold mining in Central America, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, and then people working on the tar sands issue up in Canada.
And that's the great thing about social forums, is making these types of people-to-people connections around the common issues that we're all concerned about.
256-2001, if you want to support Third World View, the program that brings you news and information about these kind of things. You didn't hear much coverage about the U.S. Social Forum on CNN or Fox or the New York Times. It maybe got a little one-line mention in the Detroit mainstream press. It got some coverage in the independent press in Detroit, of course, but you don't hear about it on the big network news channels because it's not in their interest to give out information that things like this are going on. Well, here on WRT, that's what we're all about, is bringing you information about things. It's looking at the world from the bottom up. That's what we do here on Third World View. We've done it for well over 28 years here. I've got to do the math to remember how many, over 28. And you can give us a call right now, 256-2001, 866-899-9678, and show your support for this kind of programming.
Do you have somebody to thank there, Norm?
We do. We want to thank Jim, who just called in. Jim is a great supporter of WORT and picked up on that Madison Area Peace Coalition t-shirt, the black one. So there's still a purple one left.
Great.
And it's a very nice t-shirt. It's printed on two sides. I don't actually know what it says, but I'm sure it's got a good message on it. And I'm sure that you will like it if you pledge for it right now.
And that's only $50. So give us a call right now at 256-2001.
Lots of other great stuff on that list as well, including a number of DVDs.
Yeah, Greg Palast, for example. I'm sure many of you are familiar with Greg Palast. And this is from 8 Miles to the Amazon and the Trail of Financial Martyrs, which is a theme that's really directly relevant to our work that we do here on Third World View. Dispatch is Volume 6 featuring Jeremy Scahill and Greg Palast. And, of course, people here will know Jeremy Scahill from his work on Blackwater and issues like that, which, again, is something that I'm sure our listeners are familiar with and would love to have that. And of course,
the footage on those shot by the tremendous videographers Rick Rowley and Jackie Suen of Big Noise Films, who have been here on WORT, as has Jeremy Scahill and Greg Palast,
yeah.
but who really just are out there literally putting their bodies on the line to get this kind of reporting done. I mean, I've seen Rick at the top of a chain link fence above a crowd in Cancun that was working to push down the fence. I've seen Jackie in Iraq and in the Church of the Nativity in Palestine and so on. Just wonderful people. And the video work that they do is tremendous. The disc, which you can get for a $60 pledge, is brand new. It's got four reports on it. I think the Nisr Square Massacre, an investigation that Rick did into the white power movement in the United States, a piece that Greg Palast did on Liberia, and one more that I'm forgetting right now. But it's literally brand new. I mean, it just came out a few weeks ago, and we have some copies of it here for you.
A couple more. Call 256-2001, and you can have your own, or 1-866-899-WORT, which is also 9678 for those of you like me who can't find the letters on the dialing pad.
Well, or they're wiped off or something.
Or WORT-FM.org, my favorite way to pledge.
Right. So we're talking about the U.S. Social Forum. The U.S. Social Forum took place June 22nd to the 26th in Detroit, Michigan. Again, the theme of the social forums for the past nearly a decade has been Another World is Possible. The theme expanded a couple of years ago for the U.S. Social Forum to Another World is Necessary, and now here this year, Another Detroit is Happening, and that's the themes that we're looking at this year. And of course, U.S. Social Forum kind of leading up to the World Social Forum that will take place next January in Dakar, Senegal, and there were some workshops about that, and some of the African delegation was there. I had a chance to talk to a couple of them in the hallway. Heidi, you went only for a very brief time. You sort of dashed in and dashed out because of your work schedule, but tell us a little bit about some of your experiences at the U.S. Social Forum.
First of all, I thought it was pretty neat to get to meet Andrew from Free Speech Radio News. And this was the first time that I've gone back to a big gathering of activists in probably a good year and a half. And I went to this really to be re-energized and to re-meet people and get back involved in the struggle and to feel it, because you really feel it when you're there. And it was just really interesting, really being in the presence of people that have been fighting and working so hard for so long. And so for me, it was like I got to meet a bunch of amazing people.
What were some of the workshops that you got to go to?
Speaking of indigenous people, I was at one workshop that was about the MSF, which is peasants in Brazil who are reclaiming unproductive land.
Right, the landless workers movement in Brazil,
And that was amazing. I also went to a climate justice workshop, and they were talking about International Paper mostly, which is this crazy logging company that has no respect for the land whatsoever. And then I went to a workshop on Latin American media and community media. So that was really interesting, just starting out here at WORT as community media intern. I got to hear, I was in the room with one of the main reporters from who reported on the Honduras coup. And that, it's like, holy cats, like, you know, this social forum is including like the people who are fighting for the people. And it's just amazing. It's mind-blowing. And so it's like, wow, I was there for 24 hours, less than 24 hours, in on the train, out on the train. And it's like I have to have like another week to reflect on this before I can come back and be like, okay, this is actually what happened.
And you also told me about a gathering of local Detroit folks that you got to participate in as well, just people hanging out in a backyard.
Yeah, that was super cool. I went to a hip-hop show at the church where all the activists were gathered, but then at the Cicely's house, I met her at an SDS convention in 2007 in Detroit, actually, and I stayed at her house, and I went outside, and there was this campfire in like this open lot, and it was just kids from Detroit my age, like 20 to 25, and it was so neat because I felt like I got the vibe of Detroit. And I mean, it's a huge thing to have the social forum in Detroit because so many people believe that this is like the city that's going to remake itself, that is going to show like how America can build a better way, because Detroit has really hit the bottom. And it's interesting, it's hard for me to describe, but the people that I met, I felt were all so incredibly genuine and non-egotistical, but really like ready for something new. And they all cursed baby boomers, actually, and they're like, these are the guys excuse me these are the guys who have messed it up for us. But I think that sense of like, okay, it's time for something new. I mean,
yeah, and definitely that was so much in evidence, I think, at the forum, is this notion of Detroit rebuilding itself. I mean, I remember as I came into the city, seeing the whole northern part of the city just vacant lots overgrown with weeds, buildings that are gutted, and yet as you get into the central city, it's being revitalized with urban gardens, something like 1,200 urban gardens in the city of Detroit, and a market system they've created, and a transportation system to get the produce to market. It's really quite an amazing thing, and that was showcased quite a bit throughout the forum, both through the talks by local activists and also some of the tours they did and so on.
Right behind the tent city where Steve was staying, I was walking from, was a Saturday morning, there was a climate justice march that I went on, and then I walked down the street back to Cobo Hall where the main events were, and I walked by the tent city, and behind it there's this huge old abandoned Eddie Stone Hotel, and it was just really this congruent type of sign on there that it says move in now 313-631-8000, and it's this old tattered sign of the windows blown out on the hotel. And just a couple hours ago, Judy Miner from the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice, those of you who are on that mailing list will have received this as well, that the members of Veterans for Peace hung a sign on that building saying, "How is the war economy working for you?" And drawing attention to that, and this is one of the main themes that, these are the two main themes that underlie the social reform process, the problems with neoliberal economic policies that privilege corporations over human needs, and militarization, endless wars, and how this whole idea that we can build a different type of world that serves the interests of people rather than corporations.
256-2001. If you want to serve people rather than corporations by supporting WORT, now is the time to do it. That's right. We've had several calls during this program, but we're trying to get 10 calls to really make a good showing for Third World View. So we need you to go to your phones right now and show us that Third World View is important to you. Show us that this is something that you tune into, especially on Sunday afternoons. Third Review has been in this time slot here since about 1978, and coming to you every Sunday, bringing you news and information and features and some very cutting-edge stuff. You know, we've talked about that on programs in the past. We haven't really talked about it so much during this show, but it was actually WORT's coverage of Nepal that was the first coverage of the People's Democracy Movement in Nepal in 1990. We got the information out to other activists around the country. It was WORT's coverage of some of the issues during the first Gulf War that led to questions being asked by CNN in press conferences in Washington, D.C. It was WORT's coverage of the Nicaraguan elections and the concession speech by Daniel Ortega, the release of Nelson Mandela. Those are the kinds of things you've heard on this program over the years. The Philippines and the revolution that that took place there that put Cory Aquino in power in also 1989, 1990. 256-2001, Tiananmen Square. We had some of the most unique coverage of the Tiananmen Square incident in June of 1989. We had coverage with Chinese people living in the States. We had phone interviews to China. 256-2001. It's expensive to do this kind of news. The only way we can do it is with your support. And I am asking you right now, if you are a Third World View listener and you have not pledged yet, now is the time to do it. 256-2001, 866-899-9678 or WORTFM.org. Mark, what were some of the kinds of things? You were there for the whole week, right?
Yeah, I scheduled myself so I'd be there from the opening march and opening ceremony to the closing plenary last night. And the closing plenary was a really moving experience. And a lot of my friends in the Latin American Solidarity Movement already had left during Saturday. And I think they missed out on one of the best parts of the forum. It concluded with Pablo Solano, the
ambassador from Bolivia.
Bolivia's ambassador to the United Nations came from Toronto, where he had been at the G20 summit, intentionally to Detroit to speak with the social movements with this idea. And the clear message that he gave us is if we're going to save the world, it's not going to be governments. It's going to be organized political grassroots movements. And the fact that somebody of his stature would see the importance of the U.S. Social Forum, recognizing that he needs to build linkages with these solidarity activists, with these social movement activists, with grassroots activists in the United States, to build an alternative. Part of the backstory on that is that the climate summit in Copenhagen last fall, people in the Global South are really unhappy with the outcome of that, saying that the burden of saving the world is falling on the Global South. And they're saying that it's the global industrialized North that caused these problems and that it's a shared responsibility. And coming out of the Andes, there's all of this discourse about the Pachamama, about Mother Earth, that we need to save the world, that we live with the world and we have to treat it with greater care. And he gave just a really eloquent, moving speech, calling on us to make a difference here in the United States.
Right, right. And I don't have my notes with me, but I remember he gave some specific points of things that people can do right now. I think that somebody asked me over the phone yesterday, what's happening at the social forum? Is there anything coming out of it? And the thing that I always feel about these, and Mark, you've gone to some of the World Social Forum events before we were together in Nairobi and Brazil and so on.
Yeah.
The thing for me about the forums is that it is just that. It's a forum. It's a chance for people to come together and for movements to meet and interact and cross-fertilize. And you don't necessarily expect anything to come out of the forum per se, but what you find is that things that happened at the forum lead to things that happen down the road.
For example, the protest was this April 15th, 2003, at the start of the Iraq War.
February 15th, right.
Thank you. Was something that came directly out of the Porto Alegre forum in January of 2003, where people decided we need to take an action. And And at that point, people were talking about how people are not supposed to speak in the name of the social forum, because it's a deliberative space rather than a speaking space. But one of the most powerful actions of the anti-war movement came out of this deliberative space. And one of the innovations, and this is something that's fascinating for me, is how these social movement organizations build on each other. And one of the innovations that comes out of the U.S. social forum organizing now are what's called the People's Movement Assemblies, where people, and in Detroit, there were about 50 before and about 50 during the forum, where people gather together around common issues of environment and, I forget what all the topics, there's like 100 different topics here that people are talking about
including media, by the way. And we should mention that, you know, this is another thing I was thinking about on the trip back, is how much the right has sort of claimed the territory in the media wars, and how, you know, if you talk to the average American consumer of mass media on the street, their view of the world is very, very different from the view of the world that people in Bolivia or Venezuela or Cuba or Iceland or Norway have, you know. And the media is really one of the places where it's one of the battlegrounds of building another world, is to get to people with the information about these things that are going on. Tremendous media work that was done at this U.S. Social Forum, and of course we'll see again more of that coming out of the World Social Forum in Dakar.
And for me, this is one of the important things about a Third World View, and in ways something that's been really humbling for me working here on Third World View, about our eye-opening perhaps, is just the corporate media, how narrow it is. There's all this talk right now about G20, and I don't think at the media center, did you see any of the corporate media there? There's a lot
There was no corporate media there at the media center.
But yet there were close to 15,000 people at this event.
That's right.
Which is a historic event in the history of the United States. And so you have to come to Third World View. 256-2001. Help us make this happen.
That's right. Just a couple minutes left in the show. Still a chance to pledge your support to Third World View. 256-2001, 866-899-9678, or on the web at wortfm.org. It's important. It is important to support community radio with your dollars. You know, $70 an hour to keep this radio station on the air, and that money is not spent frivolously. The grand salaries that Mark and Heidi and Toby are drawing right now will indicate that. There's no, you know, fancy limousines or staff cars. We spend it on the programming. We spend it on international phone calls. We spend it on electricity. We spend it on computers to edit the audio. And we have reporters who go out to these events on their own, people who use their own personal money to go out and cover these events. You know, when I go to these things, I'm fundraising on my own to be able to pay for this. I'm not getting supported by WORT dollars.
And WORT did not pay for Heidi or I to take the train to Detroit.
That's right. But it's a chance to get news and information about grassroots movements happening around the country and around the globe back to you, the listeners here in the Madison area. It's done through a tremendous amount of dedication. We're not asking you to spend your time or money in that way. We're just asking right now for a small pledge of support. $5, $10, $25, $500, any dollar amount you can afford. We have lots of special thank you gifts to offer you. We have John and Ralph out there on the phones to take your calls for Third World View. Those dollars will be used well here at WORT. The pledge drive is almost over. It ends in about 6 hours, and we need to reach our goal. We were at about 95% of our goal earlier today. I haven't checked in the last little bit, but you know, you can help us get there right now. Go to your phones, 256-2001. We are out of time, and we're going to toss you back over to Toby for the final goodbyes, and then going on to another wonderful WRT program, Salamat, which is coming up next, followed by Pachyderm Parade, Best of Gospel, and on into the night with RTQE.
Thank you, Norm and Mark and Heidi.